carry the hat?
No, Roy Rogers.
Me?
I said Harry said that.
Harry said
that.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Well, you were named Harry. That would make more sense.
Well, yes, since my name is Harry.
My middle name is Roger.
As opposed to Gary the hat.
Yeah.
Gary would have the same.
Doesn't work.
Wouldn't have the same thing. Is that called alliteration?
Hey. Harry the hat paid for Raquel Welch's nose job.
Wow. A little known fact. Wonder what she looked like before.
She looked good. I didn't date her, but I dated her roommate. She was a goddess over there.
Great boobs with a really big nose.
No, her nose wasn't bad. It's just Harry the hat decided that he... I remember it cost $600. It was 1965 or 1964, something like that.
My kind of guy.
She was a cocktail waitress at this hotel with the mob bill. That's a long story. I want to talk about Miss Trish's confusion for a minute before we start on Ecclesiastes 11. So let's go to Mark 11, the hair-lipped dog 11. Somebody hand a Bible to Mrs. Tour, Bible scholars.
Mark
11. Verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any circumstance, anyone, anything, any situation, if there's aught against anything, your present circumstances, your past circumstances, anything, if you have aught against anything, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you forgive not, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now, that's, first of all, it's forgive. I mean, it's, you got to understand, forgiveness has nothing to do with the circumstance, the person, or the thing, or the situation, or the act. It has nothing to do with it. Now let's go to Matthew 18.
That's an incredible predicate.
Well, it's,
and if you don't get the predicate, you might as well stop.
Yeah, if you're going to run around and be...
Matthew
18. Verse 35. The whole of the... From 21 to the end of the chapter is all about forgiveness and 70 times, 7 times 70 and all that. But this is where the kernel is. In verse 35, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Now, it's not a light statement to say to forgive from the heart. It's a really deep, deep meaning. And it means... at least this. It may mean a whole lot more that I don't understand, but I know that it means at least this. That you must protect in your heart, in your mind, in your remembrance of that situation. You must protect that. In other words, it had to happen to you. It had to happen. Because forgiveness has nothing to do with what the act was, what the situation was, what the person did, or with anything. It has to do only with your relationship to God. That's why forgiveness and reconciliation have nothing to do with each other. It's because if, with regard to people, because if somebody tells you they forgive you and then they're still mad at you and you're not reconciled, that has nothing to do. Reconciliation is God's business. Forgiveness is your business. Now, there's still some of you that are resenting things that have happened to you in your past. Harry is one of them. Gary is another. And the time has come to stop the childish crap and the infantile belief system that says that you are righteous in not forgiving those situations and longing for, oh, this little thing back then, if that only that would happen, and if only this would have happened, and if only, oh, wow, wow. If only I'd have been nice and my first wife wouldn't have left me, or my third wife, or whatever the hell it is. Only if I had been a winner, then my girlfriend that I had my puppy love for wouldn't have left me or would have paid attention to me. Ah, oh, no, no, no. It's just crap. It's infantilism. And so is it infantilism if you think that there's a situation that you can't forgive from the heart. Protect the right for it to have happened. Everything else, you might as well just walk out the door if you don't accept this. Because you will be hounded now that you've heard it. You will be hounded by the Holy Spirit. Does everybody understand a little bit?
This is an area where it seems to me that the caricatures that you see of Satan, one of them really comes into play about being subtle, about being a tricker, about, because if you can't get to the place that you just described, then you're trapped, you're tricked, you can never let go. If all you can do is focus on it. For instance, the idea, it doesn't make any difference whether it's true or not. You can't stop sticking your tongue on your broken tooth. You just keep going back to it. There's no way out.
Well, the main thing that you have to see, if you don't see this, then nothing else can take place, is that it says in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us as we forgive. And then the addendum to the Lord's Prayer is, for if you cannot forgive, then neither can your Heavenly Father forgive you. Now, if that doesn't put the fear of God into you, and therefore the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, it has nothing to do with the situation. And you're plagued with all these asinine things, and, oh, I wish it were better, or I wish it were different, or I wish this would have happened, or I wish that would have happened, or this, or that, or if only, and add to it. And you're saying to the Father that the sacrifice of His Son wasn't enough for you because you're so friggin' special. And it's sickening. It's a stench in the nostrils of God. Oh, but you don't understand, they killed my son, or this happened, or they put, or whatever. It doesn't matter. You can conceive the most vile, evil thing that you can conceive of that might have happened to you, and it probably, your memory of it probably enhanced it to make you a better victim, and it doesn't matter. If you don't forgive circumstances, situations, people, everything, your Heavenly Father can't forgive you. So much for the sloppy agape we talked about the other day. Always just throwing around his forgiveness. Do you understand the seriousness of this?
Well, it comes something I read a while back, and now it's making more sense when you're saying that believing in God is to believe that everything that happens. It's basically what you said, that I'd always heard
you
explain that it's man's fault, that we have all these things, that God allows man to suffer the results of his own consequences, da-da-da. But the whole idea that God means for it to be this way was the thing that I had a hard time with, and it's starting to...
Well, all men have a hard time with it because that totally dethrones you. To read in Isaiah that God has wrought all our works in us. There goes your control. There goes your situation. There goes your excuses. There goes everything out the window, down the draught.
But I always thought God is good. God would only be in charge of the good stuff.
Well, and he is, but it's only your definition of good that's flawed.
Yep.
But you've got to face another thing with regard to this good stuff. A guy came up to Jesus and said, "Good master," and he said, "Call no man good but my Father which is in heaven." So if you couldn't call he who was perfect, Son of God, good, how in the hell can you call anything else good?
Yeah, you're recognizing that your ability to discern good and evil is messed up.
It's not existent.
Forest fires are bad, so we'll make sure there are no forest fires, and 50 years later the forest dies because it's overgrown. Well, we have no idea why forest fires exist.
I think about when I had this wreck when I was a teenager, broke my leg and sort of changed my life, you know, and all these weird operations and weirdness. You know, on one hand, you can look at it and say, God saved your life. You know, that was one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is God broke my leg. So what's the real
he did
reality?
Well.
It's probably something totally different. You know?
If he is Lord of lords, the King of kings, and of all things, the Father has put all things under his feet, then nothing that is going on can happen without him. There's no such thing as the permissive will of God, because that assumes that you have free will. You no more have free will than an ant has free will. There are two wills in the universe, the will of God and the will of Satan. That's the only two wills, and even the will of Satan is the will of God, because it's ha, Satan. He's the opposer to test that perfect and good will of God. There's only all this other, it's just language crap.
Like, where did Satan come from?
I mean, you got, I hear it almost every time I listen to the religious television. Well, God gave you free will so that, no, he didn't. The serpent has the illusion of free will so that he can maintain his feeble attempts at control. A little more clear. You understand why it's so important? Nobody really cares whether or not you can or can't do it. It's a command. Well, nobody cares whether you understand it or not.
We were reading last night in Philippians where it says God works both will and to do.
Of his good pleasure.
Yeah, and it's like it's all.
Anybody else have any response to all this? This will hurt your brain.
We'll all agree if it'll keep you from taking off another article of clothing.
It's like the naked nudes.
That's a terrible thing to say. I'm perfectly fully dressed.
Yeah. Or listeners at home.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it's perfectly.
Well, this is what he wears to meetings. And, you know,
see, now the radio people are saying, what is this?
It's a college white t-shirt.
Naked t-shirt.
It's good for anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking about this in light of the people who are desperately searching for God. They want to hear from him, and that But they have a few forgiveness issues that they can't let go of. But they, you know, they want to hang on to that while they desperately search for God. And they won't address their forgiveness.
Well, I mean, nobody would possibly conceive of. You can't conceive of the idea. I mean, that's why all this crap goes on about, you know. People were shocked when the Mennonites forgave them.
Yeah.
Well, that should be commonplace. Forgiveness wasn't, it wasn't even considered an issue in the early church. You forgave or you weren't a believer.
Yeah, I bet it even pissed a lot of people off that they did that.
Well, that just shows you how far we've fallen.
Not the Mennonites, but the people who got pissed off.
When we talk about things like this, it helps me to remember that we're not talking about here's an ideal that you should aspire to, here's something you should try to do. What we're talking about is this is what's going on. This is how it is. Doesn't matter whether you like it, understand it. It's like gravity. You step off the building, you're going to hit the street. You can't say, gee, I didn't know gravity was there. You're just going to hit the street. This is the way it works.
Yeah, the thing that I've said for years, I'm not sure anybody understands it, there are no options in the scriptures. It's just a description of what is. The law is spiritual. It's not. You know, it's just goofy what people do with it. There's not any options. There's no, I'm going to accept Jesus as my personal Savior. Well, man, isn't that great? That's just,
God is thrilled.
And God is just thrilled, and the angels are dancing in heaven. No, they're not. The angels are dancing in heaven when you enter the egg of the New Jerusalem and lose your identity. As long as you have enough strength to make a decision for Christ, I promise you, you will choose the instead of Christ. And then you will see all the ways you can use him benefit you. But you will never say that. Oh, I'm benefiting the kingdom of God. No, you're not. You're benefiting your own ridiculous ego. Your self-image. Your whatever that. Just egocentristic garbage. It's not native foreign. I mean, it's not that egocentristic garbage isn't foreign to here. Right? Everybody's silent. Why?
You hold real still.
Remember.
Why?
Forgive.
What'd you say?
I said everything.
He's mumbling. I didn't remember. Say anything. I'm thinking, but I didn't say anything.
What'd you say?
He's mumbling.
I didn't say anything. Oh, this isn't religion. We're not discussing religion. This is
life.
What is? This is how it works. I don't know how else to say it. This isn't a belief.
That's why I love it when the questionnaires ask you, what faith are you? Fill out questionnaires. So I don't know.
Sex, yes.
Wow. Sex?
I think.
I wish.
Maybe.
Even psychology understands that man can't forgive.
What?
Even psychology understands that man cannot forgive. You got the inner child that's always the victim.
That little son of a bitch is always there, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Always object.
Just found out a good friend of Angela's was a lawyer, and he decided he went to divinity school, Harvard, and now he is going around the country doing seminars to insurance companies and hospitals on forgiveness. The power of taking responsibility and asking for forgiveness when there are mistakes.
Great.
That's interesting.
All right, are we ready? No, we're not ready. I got 5 minutes left.
Whose fault is that?
Anybody have any doubts or any questions about this forgiveness issue? It's not optional. You don't have any choice. And your conversations reveal whether or not you really have forgiven.
The in your heart statement, I mean, what's in the Greek and how is it being translated?
In the innermost part of you, in the innermost being.
Is it the same thing that is in Romans where it says you believe in your heart or?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'll have to look it up. But believe in your heart is location of sphere. Yes, you believe that in your heart he is raised from the dead.
That's interesting how things can come out of your mouth. They can come right like that just through your gray matter. Or if there's something real going on, they come from down here. It's a strange.
I have no idea what you just said.
It's a California thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a California thing.
Well, the core of your being generates different words than your gray matter. Your gray matter just thinks about it and shoots it out and hopes it's good.
Well, the desires of your heart are pure. They are filtered through your idolatry, so they become wants. So you can never, that's why you never know what you want. If you have any integrity, you'll admit that. You only know what you don't want. Because eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man that which God hath prepared for them that wait on you. So if you can utter it, like this, again, you heard me say it, and I'll say it till hell freezes over, this place and what I do is my worst nightmare by anything that my mind can conceive of. But it fulfills every desire of my heart. Now, how does that happen? I have no idea. Oh, because I'm doing somebody some good? I'm not doing anybody any good. I mean, there's testimony to that here. The fruit of 35 years of labor.
I'm just thinking about that thing Kevin just asked about. Forgive from the heart. Believe that in your heart he's raised from the dead. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, what do you get when you... when you let go of the piece of crap you've been holding on to and making love to all your life? What do you see when you let go of that? What do you get when you let go of that? Who's there when that...
Yeah.
I mean...
Jesus is who's left.
You get,
everything
you get
you can think
to
of
see Jesus. Instead of a gold-plated turd or something. An idol, really. Because that unforgiveness really is an idol in your heart.
Well, I mean, it's all that it reveals. It reveals that, I don't know how to say this. It reveals what is. If you have something that you can't forgive, it just reveals what is. And in your mind, you justify it because you think it's analog. You think it's, I'm getting better, or I'm doing it better now. But it's not. It's either all true or all false. There's only an off and on switch. There's nothing else. It's not, oh, I'm getting this, or I'm learning that. It's either all him or all you. There's no in between. And it's always true.
That reminds me of the salad that's been washed, returns to wallowing in the mire. It's you're free, and then you go back into the mud.
It's funny you should mention that.
Free, go back into the mud.
You suppose?
It's so funny you should say that. Why would you say that? It's so funny you would say that. What does he mean by that? Why would you say that?
Why would I say what?
What?
It's funny you would say that.
About the sow returning to its own mire?
Yep. I've heard about it. I've seen people do it.
You and Gary are the living examples of
I've
it.
I've seen people do it.
We're talking about Trish today.
Huh?
supposed to be all about Trish.
That's a nice attempt at some that, but...
Take it, big guy, quickly.
Now,
I'm
you remember
out of here.
That there's no Bible study tomorrow.
What?
There's no Bible study tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Don't go getting all pissed off.
What about Friday? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, guys.
Wait.